Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? On yesterday's broadcast, we were talking about branding and the branding of you, and I thought I would just take this just one step further when we were talking about the branding of you and ask you, is it time for you to listen to your business presentation? How do you sound to other people? When you're talking, what kind of language are you using? Are you making your point? You know, the interesting thing about watching political debates, Republicans or Democrats, is to listen to what these people have to say that are running for office and say, did they make their point? Did it go over everyone's head? Were they concise? Were people supporting them and said, yes, you've got it right? Were their facts right? Or are people saying, I don't know, can't vote for that candidate, I heard something I didn't like? So when it comes to you, the business owner, it's your business presentation that makes all the difference. How do you find out what you sound like? Well, you may not understand this or know this, or maybe you were out of science class the day they talked about this in school, but you don't really hear yourself from your ears. You hear yourself from your inner ear. So what you think you sound like isn't what you really sound like. So I'm sure you have an iPhone or a small tape recorder, and what you might do is you might talk into that recorder, pretending that you were giving a presentation or returning a phone call, and see what you really sound like. Is your conversation inspiring? Do you give confidence? You might take one of your salespeople and do some role-playing and tape it. Hear what that salesperson sounds like. Hear what you sound like, making sure that we're absolutely hitting the mark, that we're doing the right things, that we're saying the right things, that we are not saying anything negative about our competition, that we understand exactly what our customers or clients need, that we relate to them. Relating to people is so important. Now, we want to be really careful that we don't do anything like tape phone calls or tape a conversation that's going to be illegal, that's going to get us in trouble. But if you just take a few moments and say, what do I sound like? When I'm angry, what do I sound like? What are they hearing when I'm angry? Are they hearing something that's constructive? Or are my employees hearing something that's absolutely going to just make it worse? When I have a customer service problem, what are the people on the other end of the phone hearing? Are they hearing a person who's in charge is going to help them, or they're hearing someone who's going to dismiss them? If we have a problem with salespeople, do we have a conversation and are you hearing someone inside of yourself that's going to help them, or are we using phrases like, just get it done, and I don't understand why you're not selling, and this just isn't acceptable? That's not going to get us anywhere. Communication is most important. It's what your business really is. You certainly are in the people business. You sell relationships. Your product is whatever it is. But to have any of those things happen, you have to be able to communicate in an effective way. If you don't communicate in an effective way, well, things aren't going to be the way you'd like them to be. So give it some thought. Start listening to yourself. While you're talking to people, hear what you're saying too at the same time. And by the way, watch their reactions. When you're talking to someone, you actually have your own focus group right in front of you because you can see what their body language is. You can see how they're reacting to it. Are they paying attention to it? Are they not paying attention to it? Are they getting angry? Do they want more? Are you not answering their questions? Do they look puzzled? Isn't this interesting? There's just so much here to concentrate on. And everything that you concentrate on your personal business presentation will help you become more successful and also help the people around you. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.